पार्श्व एकादशी श्री युधिष्ठिर महाराज आस्क्ड लॉर्ड कृष्णा व्हाट इज द नेम ऑफ दैट एकादशी दैट अकर्स ड्यूरिंग द लाइट फॉर्टनाइट ऑफ द मंथ ऑफ भद्रपाद हु इज द वर्शिपेबल डीटी फॉर दिस एकादशी एंड व्हाट मेरिट डज वन अटेन इन ऑब्जर्विंग इट काइंडली रिवील ऑल दिस टू मी माय लॉर्ड द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड लॉर्ड कृष्णा addressed his devoted Yudhishthir as follows. This Ekadashi, O Yudhishthir, is called Vaman Ekadashi, and it bestows upon those who observe it both great merit and ultimate liberation from material bondage. Therefore, because it removes all one's sinful reactions, it is also called Jayanti Ekadashi. Just hearing of its glories frees one from all his past misdeeds. So auspicious is this fast that observing it bestows the same merit as that earned by performing a horse sacrifice. There is no better Ekadashi than this, because it awards liberation so easily. Thus, if one truly desires freedom from the punishing material world, one should fast on Vaman Ekadashi. While observing this holy fast, a Vaishnav should lovingly worship the Supreme Lord in his form as Vamandev, the dwarf incarnation, whose eyes are like lotus petals. By doing so, he worships all other deities as well, including Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva. At death, he undoubtedly goes to that abode of Sri Hari. In all the three worlds, there is no fast that is more important to observe. The reason this Ekadashi is so auspicious is that it celebrates the day when the sleeping Lord Vishnu turns over on his other side. Thus, it is also known as Pavitrini Ekadashi. Maharaj Yudhishthir then asked of the Lord, O Janardhan, please clear up a question I have. How is it that the Supreme Lord sleeps and then turns over on his side? O Lord, when you are asleep, what happens to all other living entities? Please also tell me how you bound the king of the demons, Bali Daityaraj, as well as how one may please the Brahmanas. How does one observe Chaturmasya, which you mention in the Chaturmas Mahatmya of the Bhavishya Puran? Kindly be merciful to me and answer these questions. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, replied, O Yudhishthir, lion among kings, I will gladly narrate to you a historical event that simply by hearing eradicates all one's sinful reactions. In the Treta Yuga, there once was a king of the name Bali. Though born in a family dynasty of demons, he was very devoted to me. He sang many Vedic hymns to me and performed the Homa rituals just to satisfy me. He respected the twice-born Brahmins and engaged them in performing sacrifices daily. This great soul had a quarrel with Indra, however, and eventually defeated him in battle. Bali took over his entire celestial kingdom, which I myself had given to Indra. Therefore, Indra and all other devas, along with many great sages, approached me and complained about Bali Maharaj, bowing their heads to the ground and offering many sacred prayers from the Vedas, they worshipped me along with their spiritual master Brihaspati. Thus, I agreed to appear on their behalf as a dwarf, Vamandev, my fifth incarnation. King Yudhishthir further inquired, O Lord, how was it possible for you to conquer such a powerful demon? And only by coming in the form of a dwarf Brahmin. Please explain this clearly, for I am your faithful devotee. The Supreme Lord Sri Krishna replied, Though a dwarf, I was a Brahmin, and I approached that pious King Bali to ask him for alms in the form of land. I said, O Daityaraj, Bali, please give me just 3 steps of land in charity. Such a small piece of land will be good as all the 3 worlds for me. Bali agreed to grant my request without lengthy consideration. But as soon as he waved to give me the land, my body began to expand into a gigantic transcendental form. I covered the entire earth with my feet all the Bhuvar Lok with my thighs, the Swarga Lok with my waist, Mahar Lok with my stomach, Jana Lok with my chest, Tapa Lok with my neck, and Satya Lok with my head and face. I cover the entire material creation. Indeed, all the planets of the universe, including the sun and the moon, were encompassed by my gigantic form. Seeing this astonishing pastime of mine, all the demigods, including Indra and Shesha, the king of the snakes, began to sing Vedic hymns and offer prayers to me. Then I took Bali by hand and said to him, O sinless one, I have covered the whole earth with one step and all the heavenly planets with the second. Now where shall I place my foot to measure the third step of land you promised me? Upon hearing this, Bali Maharaj bowed down in humility and offered me his head to place my third step. O Yudhishthir, I placed my foot on his head and sent him all the way to Patal Lok. Seeing him thus humbled, I became very pleased and told Bali that henceforth I would permanently reside in this palace. Thereafter, on Pavitrini Ekadashi, which occurs during the light part of the month of Bhadra, Bali, the son of Virochan, grandson of Prahlad, installed a deity form of me in his residence. O King, until Haribodhini Ekadashi, which occurs during the light part of the month of Kartik, I continue to sleep in the ocean of milk. The merit one accumulates during this period is particularly powerful. One should therefore observe Pavitrini Ekadashi carefully. Indeed, it is especially purifying and thus cleanses one of all sinful reactions. On this day, the faithful devotee should worship Lord Trivikram, Vamandev, who is the Supreme Father, because on this day I turn over to sleep on my other side. If possible, on this day one should give a qualified person some yogurt mixed with rice as well as some silver and then remain awake throughout the night. This simple observance will free one of all material conditioning. One who observes this sacred Pavitrini Ekadashi in the way I have described will surely attain all kinds of happiness in this world and the kingdom of God hereafter. One who simply hears this narration with devotion will go to the abode of demigods and shine there like the moon itself. So powerful is observance of this Ekadashi. Indeed, this observance is as powerful as the performance of 1,000 horse sacrifices. Thus ends the narration of the glories of Pavitrini Ekadashi or Vaman Ekadashi, which occurs during the light part of the month of Bhadrapad, from the Brahma Vaivarta Puran. Note, the next day after Ekadashi is Sri Vaman Dwadashi, appearance day of Lord Vamandev. Ekadashi fast is observed till noon. The fast is broken after noon with Ekadashi Prasadam. Next day, Sri Vaman Dwadashi is observed, which is Lord Vamandev's appearance, by fasting again till noon and chanting extra Mahamantra Jap, praying to the Lord for his shelter. Break this fast with joyful feasting of Lord Vamandev's appearance day Mahaprasadam. Vaman Ekadashi ki jai!